From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Senator John McCain, an internationally renowned Vietnam War hero who served for 30 years in the U.S. Senate, has died due to complications stemming from brain cancer. We get more from Reuters' Sagar Magani.
It was the same type of tumor that killed Senator Ted Kennedy in 2009. McCain underwent surgery in July to remove a 2-inch blood clot in his brain. He was back on the Senate floor not long after, drawing a standing ovation from colleagues. Months later, his condition appeared to worsen. McCain tore his right Achilles tendon and had to wear a walking brace and eventually began using a wheelchair.
AP Sagar Magani. There are numerous reports that the head of the Islamic State in Afghanistan, Abu Saad Arabi, was killed in a strike on the group's hideout in a province Saturday night. The 10 other members of the militant group were also killed in a joint ground and air operation by Afghan and foreign forces. A large amount of heavy and light weapons and ammunition were destroyed during raids on two Islamic State hideouts. The jihadist group's news agency, it carried no comment on the issue, and there was no immediate reaction from the NATO-led Resolute Support Mission that trains and advises Afghan forces there. On the first papal visit to Ireland in nearly 40 years, Pope Francis met with survivors of clerical abuse and, by at least one account, uttered strong condemnation of members of the clergy who committed or covered up impropriety. Francis said he was committed to vetting the church of this scourge, regardless of the moral cost or the amount of suffering. Pope Francis' visit comes at a time with sexual abuse crises throughout the world. There have been those who have said that the Pope is not doing enough to punish those who are guilty of sexual assault. This is VOA News. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani has rejected the resignations of three top security officials. Officials were not immediately available to confirm the reported presidential directive. Separately, a suicide bomber detonated explosives near an office of the Afghan Election Commission in Jalalabad and killed three people. A 6.0 magnitude earthquake has hit western Iran, killing at least one person and injuring dozens more. Media reports say the earthquake was felt in Baghdad, Iraq's capital, which is more than 300 kilometers from the Iranian border. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has been detained in Moscow. Reuters' Saskia O'Donoghue reports.
The spokeswoman for the Russian opposition leader took to Twitter on Saturday, saying he'd been taken to a local police station, but that the reason for his detention was unclear. Navalny has been detained and jailed several times for organizing anti-Kremlin protests. He was barred from running in Russia's presidential election earlier this year on what he says was a false pretext. The 42-year-old was last sentenced to 30 days in prison in May for his role in organizing nationwide protests against President Vladimir Putin. He'd called for demonstrations in more than 90 towns and cities under the slogan, "Putin is not our Tsar." He says the leader's presidency in Russia is akin to autocratic rule.
That is Reuters' Saskia O'Donoghue reporting. Emmerson Mnangagwa has been officially sworn in as the president of Zimbabwe following a bitterly contested election. He took the oath of office Sunday before thousands of spectators in a stadium in the capital. His election last month, the first in decades without longtime leader Robert Mugabe on the ballot, was legally challenged by his main rival, Nelson Chamisa, the opposition movement for democratic change candidate. Catholic bishops, Albania and Ireland, all agreed to take the 140 migrants blocked aboard an Italian Coast Guard vessel, announcing the end of a 10-day standoff over the asylum seekers. The Italian Interior Minister, Matteo Salvini, who leads the Anti-Migrant League Party, refused to let the migrants off the Coast Guard vessel unless other European countries helped out with asylum. U.S. and Chinese officials held talks with no major breakthrough as their trade war escalated with activation of another round of dueling tariffs on $16 billion worth of each country's goods. Hundreds of volunteers from 18 countries gathered in northeastern France to keep alive the memory of those who fought under appalling conditions in World War I. Dozens of heads of state and government, including President Trump, are expected in Paris to commemorate the armistice that ended the war on November 11th. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.